How many of you love receiving advice? Especially when you are in a challenging situation, we tend to take a lot of advice from a lot of people. But the actual question that we need to ask ourselves is, are we really implementing the advice which was given to us? In the Podfest that I attended in Orlando, I asked a lot of people on what is the best advice that they have implemented in their lives. Few of them actually shared them, and few of them in turn gave advice. I wondered, did I not communicate my question properly, but still went ahead and listened to what they had to say. So all of us who attended the fest directly or who attended the fest virtually have received a lot of advice, right? Now implementing this advice effectively involves a combination of thoughtful planning, action, and reflection also. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. So in this episode, we are going to explore practical strategies and tips to help you implement this advice successfully into your lives. So today we are diving into the art of implementing advice successfully. I'm your host, Savita Hosamane, and I'm thrilled to guide you through some actionable tips to turn advice into meaningful action. So now let me start with the first tip. First of all, try to understand what advice the other person is giving to you. Take the time to fully grasp that advice, whether it really makes sense to you or not. Now, let me explain it with an example. There were so many people in the Podfest asking one question: are you monetizing your podcast? You should be doing it if you are not yet started the process of monetization. This was the advice which was given throughout the fest. So now, as a content creator, a podcast creator, you need to understand the advice that was given. Do I need to monetize my podcast, and to what extent I should start monetizing it? So understand whether that advice is relevant to you or not. Some of them are just passion creators and they said that they do not want to be bothered by advice. So for them, this particular advice of monetizing the podcast does not hold good, right? So any advice, first check out whether it is relevant to you or not. So now if you feel that this advice is making sense to you, you will have to start creating a plan on how to go about with this particular piece of advice. For example, here I'm taking monetization of the podcast itself. So now you will have to sit down and develop a detailed plan on the steps that will be required from your end to take. Monetize is a big word. So now break it down into smaller tasks to make the process more achievable and manageable. And as you are creating this plan, set realistic goals. You cannot say that, oh, within a matter of 3 months or 6 months, I will be making X number of dollars or X number of millions. This does not happen. Set clear and measurable goals, and then these benchmarks will provide a roadmap for your progress. After that, once you set out the plan, then you will have to look at the kind of resources that you have. Resources can be in the form of time, money, support, so as to implement this particular advice effectively. Allocate them wisely so that you do not face unnecessary challenges. And once the plan is laid out and you know, like, these are the resources which are required, now you will have to start taking action. You cannot sit down and think, oh, now the plan is ready, let me have a 5-year plan for it. This does not happen. You need to have the first step as soon as possible so as to keep the momentum going. And during this phase, if you feel that you do not know how to go about taking the next step, seek support. This support can be from your colleagues, mentors, or experts who have been there and done that in this particular field. You can even look at options of collaboration to make the implementation process smoother. And during this entire process, you will have to be flexible and be willing to adjust your approach as and when required. Because only when you are flexible, you will be able to adapt, and ultimately this will lead to successful implementation. And the next tip that you have to keep in mind is, though you are taking the necessary steps, you will have to see to it that whether there is steps that you are taking are leading to some kind of progress. So you need to sit down and assess your progress against your set goals. So then you will know that, okay, this is the goal I needed to reach, but I am lagging behind so much. And these are the adjustments which I probably need to do so that I can move from this particular position to the position which I desire. And also in this process, stop and ask yourself every now and then, am I on the right track? And reflect on your experiences. I have been taking these steps and these are the results which are being yielded. Are these results, even though it might be failures, are still a learning process for me, or are they not leading to any kind of learning? Continuous improvement is the key so that you will reach your goal sooner or later. So you will have to keep reflecting and learning from each step. And whenever you feel that you have made a certain accomplishment, acknowledge it, however small it might be. Acknowledge and celebrate milestones, because this will reinforce the positive energy within you, and it is a great booster for motivation. And last but not the least, keep looking at your implementation plan with continuous refinement so that it will ensure that your approach remains effective. When you start seeing small money, then you know that, okay, even $100 is a good amount to start with. So when you know that you are capable of generating this revenue, you can do better so that you will be able to convert that 100 to 500, 500 to 1000, and 1000 to 10,000, and so on. And keep all your stakeholders informed about your progress, because people are watching you at every step. You might not be knowing, so communicate effectively to manage expectations and gain support as and when required. So staying patient is the key. Change takes time, and challenges are a natural part of any implementation process. So stay patient and be committed to your goals and do your work consistently. As we wrap up this episode, let us always bear in mind that implementation is dynamic. So stay open to feedback and be willing to refine your strategies. Thank you for joining us in this episode of Dream 100 Business Show podcast. I hope that these tips empower you to effectively implement advice in your life. And if you want a free ebook of 33 tried and tested tips of successful business owners, just mail to us on dream100@hasovan.com as provided in the show notes. So until next time, keep striving for progress and success, and don't forget to implement the advice. Thank you so much. As usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Dream 100 Business Show has been nominated in the category Entrepreneurs and Business for Podmasters. So please go ahead and vote us and show your support. Thank you again. Thank you for being such a wonderful listener. Thank you.